You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will let Vermont Yankee shut down the 10-mile emergency planning zone around the shuttered Vernon nuclear reactor. Entergy wants to reduce the emergency zone to the area only within the plant's gates, even though the state of Vermont is opposed to the change. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
Entergy asked the NRC to give the company permission to stop funding the 10-mile emergency planning zone, and the NRC on Thursday said it had approved the changes. After Entergy shut down Vermont Yankee at the end of 2014, the company said the risk of an off-site radiological release would be greatly reduced once all of the spent fuel was in storage. NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan says Entergy asked for the change and had to prove that it would be able to contain a radiological release in the spent fuel pool.
Once the reactor is shut down, you no longer have to worry about the sudden kind of event where there's a rupture of a steam line and there has to be immediate actions taken to protect the public. Basically, they had to be able to demonstrate to us that they would be able to do whatever is necessary to make sure that that pool maintains its integrity so that the fuel is adequately protected.
Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia says the state is still concerned with protecting public safety and the environment.
I think in general, you know, we're going to evaluate our options, and we do think it's important to keep Vermonters comfortable that we are monitoring the plant and any potential off-site exposure, and I think that's true through the time the fuel is in the pool.
VY reached an agreement to pay New Hampshire $279,000 over the next 4 years for emergency planning. But Vermont has not yet been able to come to terms with Entergy on a deal. Vermont Yankee will reduce its staff from around 300 who work there now to approximately 150 once the emergency planning zone is reduced. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.